Here's my real memory of Iditarod. It was in 2008 when Jeff King and Lance Mackey ended up in Elam, and Lance pulled the wool over Jeff's eyes and snuck out while Jeff was taking a nap. What my real memory is that the night before, at 4 a.m., one of the villagers came in asking for help for a dog that he was asked to put down. We said, yeah, the veterinarians and I, that we could maybe find a handler for him. He came in with the dog, and it was a tiny little crate, and we were so tired we didn't know what was going on. I put my hand in and pulled out a little dreadlock terrier dog named Mocha, who we later called Mocha Elam Iditarod Alaska. That little dog was a gift to me. The veterinarians gave her checkup, and we wrote up a drop dog form for her and flew her out with me at the end of the race. Reason for dropping: underweight and not pulling. I still have the papers for her. It was really hard to talk to about her because she just passed away this year. She was 5 when I got her, and in 2019 in November, she passed away, and my little sidekick was gone, and I miss her, but what a gift.